Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello there, Beamer family. This is Belinda Casper, and I get to partner with Greg Peterson today for our special extra week on this Quick Start training. This is the end of our first month. We have already had 4 weeks, and since we happen to be lucky enough to have a fifth week in March, we're doing a wrap-up day today. So, Greg, are you ready to help wrap this up with everybody?
I am so ready, and really, you know, honestly, what great timing this has been for us, Belinda, to be able to have this fifth week, to be able to not only do a review of everything that we've gone over, but also to be able to get feedback from everybody, because this is for each and every one of you that's on the line, those of you who joined our Facebook group, those of you who are going on and listening to the recordings and sharing recordings for everybody. So we want to make this all designed to help all of you become independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. And through that, we're going to raise the quality of everybody out there and show what a great product that we have and be able to touch more lives. So with that, Belinda, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, fantastic. Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to take a very quick wrap-up just to provide the highlights of what we did each week. So if you missed any of those weeks, you can go back and listen to the recording. And we then are going to open it up for questions and answers and ask for any comments, feedback that you would like to give. As Greg said, this was our first month of creating this program. We're repeating it every month. So we'd love to hear your feedback of what you think went really well and what you think we may be able to improve upon. But I also want to remind you that this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we are going to do a quick Zoom call similar to this wrap-up as well. So if you didn't get a chance to talk today, you can talk tonight. We're going to just make sure that everybody understands the concept and the input that we provided these last 4 weeks, because these are really gradational conversations and foundational behaviors that's going to help you to have success. But first off, I have a quick announcement to make. I was informed this morning that we had expected that we were going to take most of, or at least the first few weeks of April, to get through making an offer for anyone who received a Go Set that was a distributor to purchase the B-Body. And I have gotten an update today, hot off the press, that is actually going to conclude this week, that we will have reached out to all Go Set distributors, people who became distributors during that period of time that they purchased the Go Set, that will be completed this week, and then it's going to be opening up to all customers that received a Go Set. So you're going to make sure you're looking at your email if you are a Go Set distributor, so you can buy your B-Body should you choose to. But also make sure you're reaching out to anyone who may be a customer. Wanted to make sure I provided that to you. So they're moving ahead of schedule, which is a beautiful thing. So I'm going to talk a little bit and a highlight of – wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
No, really quick, Belinda. I received my email, and this is how it works. They send you an email that is advising you to be on the lookout for another email to be able to have the opportunity to purchase your B-Body if you had purchased a Go unit. Then when you receive the second email, in that will be a link, and they explain very efficiently and effectively. When you open up the email, there will be a link at the bottom. And once you click on that link, you have 72 hours to make the purchase, but not until you click on the actual link. And so some people are like, oh, my gosh, I'm afraid to open up this email because then I only have 72 hours. That's not the case. You can open up the email, but it's just the link. Once you click on it, 72 hours, you have the opportunity to purchase your B-Body, and then from that point, they're moving on to the next batch of people. So I just wanted to clarify that for everybody.
That's a perfect enhancement. Thank you, Greg. Okay, so we're going to do a very quick high level because we want to turn it over to questions and answers for everybody. But just as a reminder, in week one was our kickoff week. That was in the beginning of March. It's hard to believe we're at the end of March already. But we were talking about the four-week program we created. We also wanted people to join our Facebook group. It's a self-directed Facebook group. And if you haven't already joined, you definitely want to. We have good content in there, and we're posting things in there. And our Facebook group is Quick Space Start. So Quick Space Start IBD Support Group. You'll need to answer the questions. You'll need to tell us your IBD number as well as if you attended an academy for us to approve you. So make sure that you're answering those questions whenever you ask to join the group. But great group to join. It's going to give you an opportunity to share. There's not a lot of exchange going on there. So we are looking for you to share with each other. If you're looking for an accountability partner, you know, we talked about the value of an accountability partner during week one. So if you didn't look at that or listen to that, please go back and listen to that. We talked about, as Greg said, this is your business. We're looking for people to be independent. We're trying to give you the tools to make you that. And we also shared a lot of different resources available in the back office. We talked about how to navigate the e-learning tab, the distributor library, how to find your upline, how to sign up for an academy. We talked about the value of your testimonial and why your story is your best tool. We even talked about how to get started on making a prospect list and giving you some memory jogger ideas so you have the opportunity to start thinking about things. So, you know, we did a lot in that first week, and if you didn't listen to week one, please go back and listen to that. So, Greg, do you want to talk to the team about what we did for week two in taking action?
Boy, I tell you what, I'm just tired thinking about all what we went over on week one.
I
can't believe all the information. And as we go through this, everybody, we want to be able to break it down into simple steps again. And we're going to be going over all of that. Just remember the old adage, if somebody told you and they put an elephant on your plate and told you to eat that elephant, you can only do it one bite at a time. So what we're doing is we're breaking down the bites, putting it in a systematic order so that you guys can do this. So in week two, it was a matter of taking action. So once you've gone through all the items in week one and you've established yourself, you've educated yourself, you've got your prospect list, in week two, we went into the 283 system, and we described what the 283 system was and the what the two meant and the phone number and the PIN number to be able to listen to that. We discussed the 8-minute what the 8 stood for, which is the 8-minute story. And the 8-minute story is about our actually the 8-minute sessions that we do. And this is what confuses people because they go in there and they're going, well, this thing is 9 minutes long or 10 minutes long. Well, it's describing about our 8-minute session. And that's why we brought it up as the 283. And then the three, originally it was like, well, you want to get a person on it at least three consecutive times. Well, then actually it's that three-way phone call. And that three-way phone call is just having your prospect listen to another individual, someone that you can tailor to that client so that they can have more of a relationship building, a connection with, whether if it's an athlete talking to another athlete, if it's a physician, maybe talking to another physician. If it's a horse person, talking to a trainer or someone that they can also hear validation for and being able to answer all of their questions. Being able to do proper follow-ups and how we learn how to drip on people, as they would say, how to continue just slowly feeding them additional information, keeping their interest up, being able to track their activity and the different ways to be able to do that. We discussed and we went over that and just our journey as a distributor and how it has your ups and downs, and it's an emotional roller coaster, but keeping your eye on the prize, as they would say, and remember what your why is. Why are you here? And really having a justification for why you are spending this time to get this out there. Don't let individuals that have no idea what this is convince you that it isn't something worthwhile when you know it is. And so we want to make sure that we keep you on a positive goal and continue to go there. So I'm going to let you go to week number 3 here, Belinda.
Okay, fantastic. So on week 3, we really talked about the psychology of the sale, how people are actually getting to a sale. And we also talked about that funnel. So the how to create the create the attention and get the interest and create the desire and the action that is needed. You know, how ways to engage your prospect, how you might be able to handle objections. So we were able to also talking about how to practice role-playing with people and how to stay plugged into the community. That's what we discussed in week 3. So if you missed week 3, you definitely want to go back and listen to that. And Greg, go ahead and wrap us up into week 4.
All righty. So week 4, we went over the follow-ups and how the fortune is in the follow-up. We went over how to organize all your follow-ups. We covered the options on how to drip and how to incorporate all those individual items and how to create the duplication process. And we went over what the not-to-do list is and what the to-do list is and how to be a great IBD. And then we finally finished up with the wrap-up and the great announcements. So with that, Belinda, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and we'll get started with our questions and answers.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's go ahead, and we're going to get our team here. We have 51 callers on the call, and we're going to ask people to raise their hand by clicking on the number 1 button on your phone. That's going to let us know that you would like to contribute to the conversation. What we're going to do is we will say your area code and the last 4 digits of your number, and we are going to have you, please, any questions that you have about any of the material we presented, if you also want to make a comment about what you liked or what you think we may want to improve upon this, like we said, this is the beginning of something we think is great to get everybody started. So without further ado, we have area code 949 with the last 4 digits of 3333 on the line. Please let us know who you are, where you're from, and what your question is.
Wow. Good morning to everybody. This is Moset. I'm happy to be the number one. But I'm excited to share that I actually, okay, I'm a little overexcited. My name is Mohsen from Newport Beach. I became an independent beamer, joined the family about a year ago. And yesterday I connected our world to a third world country. I was at LAX. I had my second beamer in the bag and sent it to my country. $1 American dollar is like a few million dollars over there. So it's almost impossible for them to purchase, but that was not my intention. I sent my second beamer to my nephew, and he is the one who is going to expand this value to people around there. And someone told me, a wise man told me, if you help enough people to get what they want, you get what you want. So
that's right.
I'm very excited. And also I had a friend, he's over 80. He called me, he said, Mohsen, bring your machine to me. He's dealing with a few challenges. One of them is the word is start with CLC, Peter. And he has also some issue with his leg. But he believes in that because he spent half of his life in Germany. He said, if there is something built in Germany and Liechtenstein. So that was my message. And also my comment about a group gathering is that I learned how to speak the Beamer. I don't act like I'm a doctor or engineer or scientist. So I talk people level. I don't use any jargon. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for sharing your idea and sharing the word of Beamer and the experience of Beamer and helping change people's lives. So, Melissa, thank you so much for joining our call.
Yes.
And we have area code 561-561 with the last two digits of 32. 561 with the last two digits of 32. You are live on Blog Talk. Please let us know if you have any questions about the material we presented.
Hi, this is Tara Fulmer, and I'm a Beamer distributor in the last few years, and I have a lot of people being very interested in Beamer right now, and I'm trying to get a good start on all of the programs, and I wondered about if you can comment on. There's current promotions going on as far as pricing goes, and I've heard that those may be ending April 1st. Is that the case? I don't know if if that's a proper question for this program, but I.
Yeah, no, it's all perfect question. Thank you, Tara, and I think you were on our call last week too. And so the Go set is priced at $4,890, and we have a promotional price of $4,490. What I don't have is knowledge of when that promotional price is expected to end. It might have been estimated at April 1st. You might have heard somebody say that. I do not believe that is the case. We do not have that as an official change date, and I do think they will give us a notification of that. That we are at that promotional price of it being $400 less than what the retail price would be at this time.
Uh-huh. Also,
the
for your distributorship.
Yeah, that is $199. Yeah, well, it's $199 now. It was $144. It's now $199, and that is discounted from the $390. And that's being discounted because we are doing online academies at this point due to the pandemic, and we're not having the expense that we normally would have with hotels and meals and so forth. So at this stage, we are still at the $199. We don't know when we're going to be able to go to live events, so that is an indefinite status right now that we do have the $199, and we don't have a date of when that will be changing.
Oh, great. And the Beamer BeBody, it's going to, let's see, it'll be available to different groups is my understanding, as they get them mailed out to people in the, or, that have them or need the warranty.
Go ahead, Greg. I'll let you answer that one.
You bet, Tara. They're doing it in a systematic approach. Number one, they wanted to take care of existing customers that had BeBody. So they took care of all the warranty item individuals, and that was now resolved. Next, they went to the distributors that had bought Go units because they want the distributors to be able to have a BeBody in hand to be able to show their clients what the BeBody is, and also for the new distributors that have not experienced the BeBody on what the difference is compared to, for example, using the BePad. So that is the next group that has been going out. And every 3 days, they would send out a batch of emails to the Go purchasers that were distributors and give them then a 3-day window to be able to purchase. Once that is cleared up, and as Belinda mentioned at the beginning of the call, that's going to be completed by the end of this week. And so then after that, all the Go purchasers that were general customers, not distributors, but general customers, they will then be receiving their emails on if they wish to purchase a B-body and go with that. Then after that, then I believe they will be putting it up onto the websites, our customer websites, where then the general populace then will be able to order additional B-bodies. But this is allowing them in a systematic approach to get the product out there while they're continuing to produce more B-bodies and have them shipped over here. So they're doing it in a very well organized and systematic way.
Okay, so the only options now for people to buy a Beamer set is the Go set, correct? And that will be for the next period of time, whatever that may be.
Correct.
Correct. And the other thing is, it is our belief and understanding that we will keep the Go set even when we get into full for the B-body. So there's going to be the Go set. We will have a home set. We will have a work set. And so we're excited about that. The configuration and pricing of all that has not been announced, but we are not losing the Go set. So we will maintain that lower price Go set when we even have the Pro set. So that's all really great news.
That is great news. And then the I don't know if I should even mention the light, but I guess that's been mentioned that it's coming back to at some point.
Yes.
Yes.
That's going to be another one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the other packages, Tara. They're going to have four packages, as Belinda was saying. The Go set, kind of like office version. They're going to have the beauty kind of set type of thing, which will have the red light.
Oh.
And then like the overall Pro set, which will have everything included. So just continue to do what you're doing. The company will be giving us a heads up when all of these things are coming about and different things like that. But they are moving very rapidly on wanting to get all these different things out for us. So there's a lot of wonderful things to be ready for. However, during this time, that's why it was so important for us to put this program together, is to get the foundation of your Beamer business going first. That's the education of the product, how to share with people, learning our back office. That's why we put all of this together, because we know what's coming down the road, and we want you all to be ready and willing to hit the ground running.
Well, I'll just keep going back to all the ones, you know, I'm reviewing. So thank you so much for the help, for the update.
Absolutely. You're very much welcome.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you. And so, Greg, I don't see anybody else who has raised their hand to ask a question or to share a comment about what they think went well for this last four-week program or what they think we may want to change. So if anybody has that, please touch the number one button on your phone and we'll get your hand raised. But as Tara said, she's going to go back and re-listen to some things. So as a reminder, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ Beamer IBDS. That's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. And you can listen to all of the recordings. Greg and I also created a summary document that took all of the notes that we created to make this program and made that a Word document that you can download at our Facebook page, which is our group page is Quick Faith Start IBD Support Group. You can download all of the details of what we talked about, and I think that would be a guide for you to also continue to enhance your learning and have it as a great guide for you. But this is also a great guide for you to follow up with people behind you that you're signing up to be distributors to get them started in their business in a good way. So that I wanted to make sure that people knew that that document existed. Do we have anybody out in our Beamer family that would like to ask a question or answer? Oh, we have one here. Area code 515, ending in 41515. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, nice to visit with both of you. Hello. Steve G from Iowa. How's everything going?
We're good. I'm glad you joined.
Thank you.
What can
we answer for you?
I've enjoyed
listening to the last 4 weeks, and I think there's been some great information that's been shared. Myself having multiple years of sales and underneath my belt, but one of the things that I didn't really have underneath my belt as much is running a small business and utilizing time management. And then no matter how long you've been, either in small business or sales, it's always refreshing to rehear things that, yeah, I remember that. All right, I used to do that, and so on. But I've enjoyed listening to this program for the last 4 weeks, or this being the fifth week here. So that's my input. I think people that are listening to this, depending on no matter what level of skill they have, if you had the pieces of the puzzle and put them in place and then put them into action step by step, because it's all a learning curve, whether you've been doing it a long time or not. And so I think one of the things I like to see being keyed on is just maybe some personal small business skills that would help people like myself and others that are out there as independent Beamer distributors to help them build a small business, time management, or whatever the steps are to make sure that they're running a successful small business. So those are something that maybe might be you might take into consideration.
Okay, that's a great idea. I mean, we certainly recognize that we are small business owners, and that is, a mindset change that some people need to make. So, Steve, really appreciate the comment. Thank you so much, and glad you were able to appreciate and enjoy the last 4 weeks, and hopefully you'll continue to stay reengaged and direct your new distributors over to us. So thank you. So we have area code 802 with the last two digits of 47. 802, you are live on Blog Talk.
So much for this. This is Victoria from Vermont. And
hi, Victoria.
Hello. Can you
hi,
hear
Victoria.
Me?
Glad you're on. Yes, we can.
Hi. Thank you. I just love that Beamer is such a class act, and I think with this slower rollout, can you hear me still? With this slower rollout, it's to our advantage to really encourage people to save $400 on the Go unit when the B body comes back. Overall, they'll be a savings. So I think it's giving us leverage when you think about it that way. So, you know, yay for us. And thank you for all the executive training that you're giving us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for your call, and you're absolutely right. It is a savings. And, you know, I tell people, too, don't wait for the B-body to come up because you can get it at a discount now. But if you have you sign up to be a distributor, then you buy your B-body at your discount. So it's a win-win across the board.
There you go. And I appreciate our new Bright Start program. It's just going to standardize training, and I think that's going to be very powerful. So thanks for, you know, putting it all together month to month going forward.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for dialing in. And you too. And Greg, do you want to take
sure.
the next call? We have area code 561 with the – oh, we already said Tara. I'm sorry. I had made a mistake. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm way ahead of you on that one there.
You are.
But,
thank you for putting the names there for me. I appreciate that.
No worries, no worries. I tell you what, everybody, it has been my pleasure to be able to work with all these wonderful individuals. I'm just the voice behind the scenes here, but the hard work has really gone to Belinda and Casey Conrad and Claudia Fields and Lisa Diamond and Nancy Pellegrini. And gosh, I hope I'm not missing out, but we've also had others that have been contributing, as far as Bettina Torres and Stacey DeVore, and we've had so many others. So this is something that is continuing to evolve to make it better for everybody. And these are all volunteer hours that everybody is putting in to make things grow. And you know, Belinda, I do a team meeting with my own group every Sunday night, and I really narrowed it down to getting things started very simple, because when we first started 4 years ago, and even up until just a couple years ago, we didn't have any of these tools to use to share with
people.
And we just had to kind of figure out on our own, guys, let's see, I need to show them the back office here, but then the back office would change, and we were always learning continually. Also, we were evolving as the things were changing. And so I really broke it down to making it so simple. And that is, when I get somebody signed up, I just show them very briefly the back office, getting them onto their website, because that's now changed too. Because when you sign someone on as a IBD, it does go through the steps of getting their email set up, but no longer their website. That website for their customer website now is signed in when they go to their Beamer back office. And so that was something new here recently that has been switched over. And so I'm just getting people signed up first, and I'm showing them their e-learning. And I can't say I'm making it mandatory, but I'm highly encouraging that they just go through their e-learning first. And if they have people they want to share the Beamer with, that they make that list, but they complete their e-learning first, and then we get them into an academy, and then we go from there, because I'm finding out the better foundation that people have, the more they're going to understand when we're talking to them about other things. And I can relate to this in another way. Here a couple years ago, gosh, it's been 3 years ago now, I started working on my pilot's license, and it was informed to me that if I can go in there educated right away to all the terminology, that the instructor would be much easier to work with, or they would find me much easier to work with. So I took this one course that educated me on all the verbiage, all the groundwork, all the paperwork. And then when I had the practical abilities of getting in the airplane, I already knew what the instructor was telling me, and then I could apply it. And so if we use the e-learning in that fashion, and everybody then is on the same page, it makes everybody's job so much easier. And they're continuing to build and grow upon the e-learning also. So I'll turn it back to you, Belinda. That's something I've learned here recently, and I'm getting a lot of great success with it.
No, I think that's great advice. And I do think that it's important for people to take those bite-sized pieces of moving forward and continuing to build on that strength, but also recognizing that, you know, Beamer is a business. It's not a hobby. If you really want to have sales, it is a business, and you need to treat it that way. So a big part of being a small business success is that you are making your own personal development, and you are taking that investment in understanding the product and understanding how to share. And we, like you said, we have so many tools, and I'm excited to bring people in and share all those tools. But don't let it overwhelm you. Take them one step at a time and one bite at a time. So that is a very, very good, important factor. So I appreciate you reminding everybody of that. We do have a caller, area code 610 with the last two digits of 75, area code 610. Please, you are live on Blog Talk. What is your question or comment?
Hi, this is Renee Yerger from Pennsylvania. And
Hi, Renee.
Question is, Mike, thank you so much for what you're doing, by the way. I really, really appreciate everything, especially as a new distributor this year. I would like to know if it's possible to put the PDF and the reruns of this program on the back office, simply because I've been having many computer issues with hacking and security. And I really, I'm almost afraid to go on to Facebook. it's just been hard with that for me lately. In the past month or so, I'm still waiting for a call from Geek Squad to get things straightened out on my computer and phone. So would it be possible to put the PDF and the reruns in the back office?
Well, you can go to the you can listen to the reruns from Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is independent of the Beamer Corporate. We are all volunteers, and so we don't get to add content to the back office. The back office is managed by our Carlsbad office as well as our corporate office, and Blog Talk is volunteer distributors. So, unfortunately, we cannot. We cannot post this content there, but you can go to, you know, the Facebook is our source of loading this information, but you can listen to the reruns by going to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. So you can listen to all of the recordings from that site. We don't have that in the Facebook, but you can listen to that in the on that site.
As in Sam?
Yes, blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS for Independent Beamer Distributor.
Right. All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And Greg, I'm going to let you take this next call, area code 831 with the last two digits of 96, 831. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sibylla from California. And I wanted to say a big thank you for you that you do this. Quick start, I'm an IBD. And I kind of woke up to become an active IBD. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I started becoming an active IBD last year while there was nothing available. Everything had come to a halt, so I got plenty of time to listen to a kind of Zoom meeting that was available. So I learned a lot that way, and I had a few people, ones that had opened up, who bought and then also became an IBD. And I really struggled with how to onboard them. So with whatever Kim Zimsby at that time put out, I tried, but I find it's really an art. I mean, you guys have it so down now what you covered each week. You had a certain theme to cover. So I made a lot of notes and just realized that I could not ever have done covering even in an hour, what you have covered in an hour in such details. But I also find my biggest hurdle right now is really to inspire people. They just, how to get people even to listen to this beautiful quick start you have created. If there's some more help for people like me who try to get IBDs, to become IBDs with excitement, I mean, I'm just sitting there. I create a group text. I invite to Fast Track. I invite to Quick Start to listen. I put the recordings into the group text, and there's just silence. And what is your magic to get people to to jump in? Is there a magic? Is there something that I'm missing out on?
Congratulations, Vina. Welcome to the Beamer family. Because this is you. You are emotional roller coaster, and that's actually with any business. And you are coming in on it on fire, and that's what we all love. And trust me, every individual would love to have a team member like you. So what I would do is reach up to your upline and your first manager and let them know that you're wanting to really build your team and get some suggestions from them, and maybe organize either some Zoom meetings, or if you guys are comfortable, to meet in person, whatever the case may be, and start getting some, like, building a little community together of individuals. Now, you're going to have some people that they're just work with each individual that's directly underneath you. What I do is I take a sheet of paper, I write down their name, and I let them know that I'm there for them. I find out what their goals are and at what pace that they want to go at, because everybody's in a different position in their life. Some people do this just part-time. Others got into it because they're like, well, I'm going to share it with maybe a couple of my family members, and that's it. And that's wonderful. We value each and every individual that has a Beamer because it's changing their life. So we just want to find out where they're at, and then you know where to put your energy. And Kim Simsby did a really great job on describing this, and that is you walk with your walkers and you run with your runners. And right now, Vena, you are a runner. So your upper management should be, you should be with them, and they should be working with you diligently to help you grow your business, because it's going to be beneficial for them as well. And then they can also teach you some of the tricks of the trade. But it's wonderful that you reached out. You're doing what is necessary. You've looked into your back office. You're continuing to take in all the new information that's coming in there, the information that we're supplying here, and you're breaking it down step by step. So on the onboarding, I want to let you know that they are in development. We've got Stacy DeVore, Bettina Torres, and I believe a couple others, and they're putting together some onboarding videos that they will eventually be putting in the back office. I don't have a timeline because I'm not the little mouse in the corner watching them produce all of this, but these are things that are going to be coming about because we see the need and we see the importance of this. And so we are meeting the needs of the individuals out there so that everybody has the best opportunity possible to grow their business. So I hope that helps.
Terrific. Great. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And we have one last caller. We're down to our last half of a minute. So let's see if we can answer this question quickly. Area code 210, last two digits is 70210. You're live on Blog Talk, and we have about a minute left. Area code 210. Okay, well, I think we're going to have to do our wrap-up, Greg. I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody that we are going to have a call from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time today. You can go to that at Beamer Meetings with an S, beamermeetings.com, and we can answer any questions you may have. We're going to address some of the material. We'll go on Facebook and show people where they can find the files and those things. So it's going to be pretty loose. I'm going to end with one quick quote, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, Greg, for your wrap-up. But the secret of getting ahead is getting started, Mark Twain. So, Greg, go ahead and wrap us up for the day.
Oh, my goodness. That's a great one. I've got one also that you don't get paid for the hour. You get paid for the value you bring to an hour. So by going through all of this information, you guys are bringing much greater value, and we're going to help you take your business to a whole new level. So hopefully we'll see everybody tonight on our Zoom meeting. And Belinda, it's been a pleasure for our first month, and next month will be even better.
You were fantastic to partner with. Thank you so much, Greg, for everything.
Oh, my pleasure.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. we're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.